Hello, and welcome to People, Profit, Planet. I'm Christina Anderson.
And I'm Alejandro Galeana Salinas.
And today, we're just going to tell you a little bit about what we've been doing recently. But before we get to some stories that I have about my weekend, I am going to share with you the results from the Eco Challenge. So, drum roll. The winner is Fairchild Dorm with 5.33 pounds per person. Second place is Anna Smith. And then I'm just going to read the rest off in order of winning. So Edwards, Deep Green, Seabury Dorm, Pearson's, Kettering, Kentucky Talcott, Danforth, ER, Dana, Blue Ridge, and James. So congratulations to everyone who has been recycling the past couple months. And the winner of, Fairchild Dorm, along with the recycling team, will be receiving a catered dinner.
That's
sponsored
awesome.
By the Office of Sustainability, and I believe...
What food is it?
It's going to be... what is it? It's like Cajun?
It's Cajun and Creole.
Yeah, Cajun and Creole. I had it before I went on my trip this weekend. It's a little restaurant in Lexington, and it's delicious.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. Also this weekend, we have the Brushy Fork event coming up. So Brushy Fork is going to be this Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. We're going to be cleaning up the area in Brushy Fork Park, I believe.
Yes.
So all the trash and stuff that's left over there, we're going to be cleaning. A lot of people in the community are going to be there as well, so make sure you come out.
We have about 60 people that are already signed up to come, and I'm going to be there, and the Office of Sustainability is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is we have cleaned up over 5,000 pounds in the last 5 attempts, so let's get it to 6,000 this time.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to just keep getting more and more. As well, those students that are off campus that don't have meal plans, after the cleanup, we're going to be able, you guys are going to be able to have free lunch in the dining hall. So you guys can have that after, you know, working very hard, cleaning up. And I think breakfast is also going to be served there.
Yes, breakfast will be served at Brushy Fork.
At Brushy Fork.
Mm-hmm.
So come out there and do that. That's going to be really cool. And then we also have the Dandelion Festival coming up next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alejandro, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Next weekend will be the Dandelion Festival. It's going to be from 9 to 12. There's going to be some workshops. Or is it 9 to 1?
9 to 12, I believe. Okay. That's the workshops.
And yes, 9 to 1, there will be workshops. You can check on our website to check out more details about that.
Mm-hmm.
The workshops will be ranging within, like, you know, medicinal weeds that you can use, you know, or like herbs, you know, to use for your own usage. Also, you know, just how to, you know, be sustainable. That's how the workshops will be about.
Mm-hmm. We have another sustainable landscaping workshop that's going to be taught as well.
That's awesome.
So the workshops are very important to attend so that you can have, like, the educational aspect of the Dandelion Festival as well, rather than just, you know, different vendors. It's important to learn a little bit about, you know, sustainability as well.
So. Absolutely. We're trying to reimagine the American landscape,
yes.
You know, because in very recent years, it's very common to think of an all-green landscape as, like, the perfect, you know, American lawn. But in order to get that, there's a lot of... waste that's created, and you know, there's not a lot of biodiversity, there's a lot of pesticide runoff that's really bad for our water, and etc., and bad for our wildlife, so we can't have that, essentially. So the awesome part about the festival is from 1 to 7 there's going to be a lot of live bands, and there's going to be, you know, a lot of vendors from local and surrounding areas. It's going to be great.
Yes. So make sure to come out there for that. Also, there is an exhibition in the library you need to make sure you go and check out. It's in Hutchins Library throughout the month of April. There's a lot of print material and documentary films about dealing with foraging and cooking with wild plants. So make sure to go and check out that table. We have a picture of it on our Facebook page. It's very cute. Thanks to Calvin Gross. Shout out to him. He's really cool. So So before I talk a little bit about what I did over the weekend, we are going to play a song for you guys. It's called Reflector by Arcade Fire.
My favorite.
And we're back. So over the weekend, I went to the Food Recovery Network, which was in Baltimore, Maryland. And basically, the Food Recovery Network is an organization set up by actually college students. It was college students at, I believe Maryland University. That's where it was held, but it might have been a different college. But some students saw all of the waste and stuff that had been produced by lunch, by, like, dining services and that sort of thing. And they were like, well, there are hungry people in the community. Why is this just being thrown away? So they basically had this whole initiative of setting up this program and getting other college campuses around the United States using the power of, like, college students to stand up to and say they wanted all the food that was in that was being left over from dining services and having it be distributed to the community, kind of like in a soup style kitchen kind of thing. While we were there, we heard about some other organizations that have been doing other programs to help homeless people and other food programs as well. And we also heard some stories from firsthand accounts of people who had been homeless and their experiences with that and basically, you know, how programs like Food Recovery Network help them. And one of the biggest things that I think impacted me was that they said a lot of the times it seems like people like overlook homeless people and they don't really pay attention to them. And for someone to say, like, at a soup style kind of dinner with volunteers, they were able to, like, these people saw them as actual humans, and that meant a lot to them because a lot of the time they're just overlooked. And the reasons why they're homeless are, you know, blamed on quite a few different things. You know, they're just lazy or they can't get a job. But in the United States, 60%, I believe, of the population at some point, I don't remember the specific statistic. I think it was 60%. But such a big percentage of people rely very heavily from paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, one big incident can put them back and make them vulnerable to potentially being homeless. So that is a very real issue that, you know, affects the United States. So this is just a program that hopefully Berea College is going to try and implement. We're going to try and start off by doing dining hall or catering leftovers and hopefully make it all the way to dining hall and maybe even the cafe and any food that's not eaten or, you know, on the verge of being, you know, before it gets to the point of being, like, spoiled, taking that food and giving it to first, you know, college students that other Berea College students that don't have meal plans. Because a lot of the time, off-campus students and non-traditional students, they don't have meal plans because they need food stamps, and food stamps don't allow you to have a meal plan. So to try and combat that and, you know, help our own students out, because if we have our own students on campus that are being hungry, you know, we need to take care of that, as well as opening it up to the larger community. So I feel like this is something that a lot of people can get involved in, and I feel like a lot of people, because students have worked in dining services, and they see, you know, big sheets of cake being just, you know, thrown away to compost, seeing that and, you know, being upset about it, because a lot of these students might have been hungry in their lifetime as well. So, to say that, you know, we need to help combat hunger in America, and Berea College starting in on our own community is very important as well. So, yes. I also rode on my first plane, which was really, really cool.
How was that?
Yeah, it was really awesome. I was just like, I looked over, and I was like, the clouds were like right there. It was great.
Right.
It was so cool. But that was, it's also, you know, interesting to look at all the non-sustainable stuff that, you know, airplanes do, like, you know, like disposable, like, you know, little bag of pretzels and like water and like non, like compostable cups and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, how many airplanes, you know, fly every single day, yeah. And like how much of this is like just waste. It's absolutely ridiculous to think about. But and it was also really cool to see like different communities from kind of far away. Also, while we were in D.C., we were taking the metro. Baltimore is only, like, a quick metro ride to D.C., so we went, and we went to the, what is it called? The Botanical Gardens. So, that, we're, like, we're Berea College students, when the first place you go is, like, basically a farm for like flowers. It was really, really cool. They had some wind turbines to, you know, have some more sustainable energy.
That's awesome.
And they had a sustainability tour, so we're gonna hopefully get some pictures up from that. So it was a really awesome weekend, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity that, you know, the Office of Sustainability and Berea College has given me by being able to go there. So that was pretty great. So, and I don't think I have anything else to, you know, talk about today. Hopefully we're going to have some special guests on in weeks to come. We're working on getting that, so look forward to that. Alejandro, do you have anything to add?
Not much, just, you know, we hope that you come out to the Brushy Fork cleanup event, and also that you come out to the Dandelion Festival for sure.
Mm-hmm.
This is our first year putting it on, so it's going to be big. We want to see a great turnout, and we want people to, you know, get motivated and start learning about sustainable ways of living at this Dandelion Festival, and we mm-hmm. hope to see, you know, the whole community out here. It'll be great.
Yeah, definitely. So, make sure to attend those events, and thank you for listening to this week, and definitely look forward to some shows we have in the future. Thanks for listening.